Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
And this from Health Day News. The FDA is now reexamining what makes food considered healthy. And certain foods that people have always thought were healthy, like raisin bran and granola bars, are going to be reexamined based on what's in them and what products are used, pesticides, things. I mean, they're going to include a lot of things using these new U.S. food labeling regulations. And it's impossible to know what they're going to contend, but it's about to change under this new plan to redefine the definition of healthy foods. I'm glad they're going to do that because people have always sort of asked me questions over the years about which is worse, if something has a certain percent of fat in it, if something has sugar, or if it's gluten-free. People always assume that it's healthier, but the healthy diet has changed. Remember when fat was the enemy? Well, it's certainly not anymore. And old standards like raisins were considered healthy, and we know now that they're pretty high in sugar, and especially sugar-covered raisins in certain cereals and such. So they're going to be redefining this. It's something we're going to keep an eye on. And so while we're talking about this redefinition, let's talk about some of the things that people consider healthy and what you can do about them. One of the best websites that I have learned about in all of my years on my shows here is EWG.org. It's the Environmental Working Group. And the things that they put up, their Clean 15 and their Dirty Dozen, the information is easy, it's accessible, it's easy to use, it's clear. They should really be doing a show with us anyway. But I'm going to talk about their Dirty Dozen, their shopper's guide to pesticides in produce, because when we're looking at the health factor of foods and sort of if we place a number on these things as to how healthy they really are, then you want to know about things like pesticides. You want to know about antibiotics, GMOs, hormones, things like that, and what's in the foods. So their highlights of the 2016 Dirty Dozen list. They single out the produce with the highest pesticide loads for their Dirty Dozen list. And this year, strawberries, apples, nectarines, peaches, celery, grapes, cherries, spinach, tomatoes, sweet bell peppers, cherry tomatoes, and cucumbers top the list. Each of these foods tested positive for a number of different pesticide residues, and they showed higher concentrations of pesticides than other produce. So the fact is that when you look at these, strawberries, apples, nectarines, peaches, celery, grapes, cherries, spinach, tomatoes, sweet bell peppers, and everything but cucumbers. For the most part, these are peel-eating foods. You eat the entire fruit. You eat the entire vegetable. But what you need to know is if you're not buying organic and these are on this Dirty Dozen list, you have to wash them, and you have to wash them really, really well, because the pesticide residue, more than 98% of strawberry samples, peaches, nectarines, apples tested positive for at least one pesticide residue. The average potato had more pesticides by weight than any other produce, but that's, you know, a by weight thing. A single grape sample and sweet bell pepper sample contained 15 different pesticides, and a single sample of strawberries contained at least 17. So the fact is that you want to look at these produce that you're eating and decide if it's worth it to you based on their new Dirty Dozen for 2016. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go with the Clean 15. We're going to talk about that. But you have to decide if buying organic is worth it to you. The price, yes. How about locally sustainable produce? Go to your local farmers markets. But in any case, whether it's organic, farmers market, locally produced, you want to wash it. And you want to wash it good. You want to soak your grapes. You don't just rinse those suckers off. You actually want to soak them in water. Maybe give them a little brush down. We're going to talk more about this. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.